The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 4. Think win-win.
Think win-win. That means in all relationships where cooperation would be beneficial, where long-term quality of relationship would be helpful, always think win-win. Supplier, distributor, employee, customer, owner, spouse, child. Now, if you're in a competitive situation, go ahead and think win-lose. You want your team to beat another team, you're going to think win-lose. How do we beat them? But hopefully, on your team, you're trying to cultivate the spirit of win-win, aren't you? So that the players will cooperate with each other. You get a group of hot-dogging grandstanders who are just out there for themselves and who won't cooperate and they can't read the nuance in the communication. You could have a mediocre team, mediocre talent, but a high degree of synergy. We wipe them out again and again and again. It's a very common experience. Unity is so vital and so basic. But it's a different kind of unity than most people think. It's not cloneness. It's not sameness. It's respecting and valuing differences. Unity means complementariness. We'll talk about that when we discuss synergy. Now, most people are not scripted to think win-win. Some are, but most, I suggest, are not. I think most of the human experiences with organizations in society today tend to cause us to think win-lose. Don't you? Let me just see if I can identify some of the sources. The family. Do you ever compare one child against another? That's win-lose thinking. Do you ever withdraw patience, respect, and love because of behavior? Win-lose thinking. In other words, if love is ever given on a conditional basis, that means you are not intrinsically valuable and lovable. You have to earn that love. Therefore, the value does not lie in you, it lies outside you. If it lies outside you, it's in comparison with somebody else or against some standard. See? And when a child, when they're very young and vulnerable and dependent and very hurtable, very needful, very open, you can imagine how that love can literally shape and form this very plastic child. So powerful. And so they start to feel like, when I'm better than, I receive more love. I'm not as good as, I receive less. Look how proud my parents are of me and how much more affection I receive. They have programs to think win-lose. Now they can be rewritten, as we discussed. Rewrite the scripts toward win-win. Nevertheless, we have to realize how hard it is. Another source of programming is the peer group. The child first wants acceptance from the parents and then from the peers, whether they be siblings in the family or friends outside. And you know how cruel sometimes friends can be. They will accept and reject totally on the basis of conformity to their expectations and norms. So that's additional scripting and programming toward win-lose. The academic world reinforces it. Deep within its bowels is a normal distribution curve. You got an A because she got a C. So what we're really saying. And yet in your heart you know, perhaps, this person who got a C was working harder and exercising more of their talents than the one that got an A. Nevertheless, that is the reward and punishment system of the academic world. And grades are carriers of social value. They don't just tell you how you did on this test as an indicator, but you take that grade and it opens doors of opportunity for you, or it closes them. It carries social value and psychological value, see? So it's another powerful reinforcement toward win-lose. Another one, athletics. Particularly with young men who have heavily been programmed in their high school years. Their metaphor of life sometimes is that life is a big game. It's what it's about. They see all of life as a zero-sum game. If some win, some lose, see? The concept of win-win, you know, that sounds nice, and you certainly need cooperation on your own team, but basically, you define winning as beating, as beating. Politics, win-lose. Law, win-lose. Democracy, win-lose. Majority, minority. Majority win, minority lose. Compromise is the best that can come from democracy, not synergy. Synergy is a much higher level of mutual consent where everyone has produced together something that they are totally behind. However, in our world today, compromise is the very realistic alternative. You have to have an extremely high level of trust to go for synergy. And if you have discordant approaches to different things, discordant value systems, it's very hard to develop that amount of mutual trust. But look at the programming toward win-lose. Now, some people are programmed the other way. Lose-win. Martyrdom. Step on me again, everyone does. I'm a loser, always been a loser. People get psychologically geared to lose. I'm a nice guy, give away the store, do anything to help people. Nice guy is lose-win behavior. Now, some people only think win. It's not that they necessarily want to beat. They just want what they want.